the Tri-County's local sports leader. WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and welcome. Tonight from Unadilla Valley Central School, a pleasant ride up Route 8 for yours truly. And Harpersville hoping it was the same for them. There are eight teams left in Section 4 Class C girls basketball. Two of them are on the court tonight. And they're very familiar with each other, although they've only played once. They'll play a second time on the other team's home floor. And, of course, I'm talking about the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm, Mid-State Athletic Conference champions, and the number three seed in Class C this year. They got a bye, so they did not have to play on Tuesday. I'm sure Coach Brandybackus went out and watched the Harpersville-Watkins Glen game. Wasn't very long before Harpersville did what they normally do when they beat a team. They get out to an early lead, and they never let up. And that's exactly what they did. They defeated Watkins Glen 79-35, combined 58 points for their two scoring leaders, Miranda Drummond, who had 30, Savannah Murray, who had 28, and Abby Bird had her career high, three-pointers that led to 11 points. I'm Greg Davey, and again, it is Section 4 playoff time, this time the quarterfinals. No more first round, no more quarter semi or semi-quarters. It's now the real quarterfinals. A week from tomorrow, 11 o'clock, one of these teams just may be at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena for the finals of Class C. Tonight we see which team advances. So very familiar with both teams. Can't wait till this one gets going. Our broadcast starts each and every time with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs that include daily rentals and an expert service department, give them a call at 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, that would be Kurt Ahrensbeck and the Harpersville Lady Hornets, Coach Brandybackus and her Unadilla Valley Lady Storm, plus the fans and interested spectators tonight. Both teams the best in tonight's ballgame. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Rights are granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll have people logging on tonight, I'm sure, from all across the country. A lot of Unadilla Valley fans have gotten used to this drill. Harpersville fans this year, not so much. Kind of strange that haven't had that many Harpersville games, but tonight's going to be a big one because I think Harpersville this year on the air is 0-3, and those are the only three losses they have, 15-3. Unadilla Valley is 15-1. So hopefully you're as interested in this one as I am, or else you wouldn't be listening or logging on. So let's get it started. We'll be back with both teams' seasons and statistics more in-depth as we get ready for live Section 4 girls playoff basketball on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The Grilled Onion Cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It is the Section 4 Class C girls quarterfinals tonight. Before we get started, I'm sure there are people logging on and listening in already. Need to just make a little mention here, and I will do it as tastefully as I possibly can. When I picked up some extra phone line equipment today, I had a copy of a letter that was apparently written and dropped off or something at WCDO, mostly in the negative, and I do want to respond to it as fairly as I possibly can. Somebody is a loyal listener. Don't know if there's a loyalty to a team or a person or anything like that. Complaining, first of all, that on Wednesday night when Justin Hofer had 35 points against Unitigo, he did not get the Outstanding Offense Award. Let me first of all say, hey, it's great that somebody is caring enough to write and call themselves a very steady listener. So thank you very much. Second of all, here has been my rule forever. Well, first of all, you don't have to have the most amount of points to be the offensive player. There's so much more to basketball than that. Second of all, when I say a name for outstanding offense, first of all, I was looking on the right side for Unitigo because they had won the game. Who had the key points that kept them ahead of Justin Hofer in the Storm? And I saw Quinn Barnhart's name, and I went with Quinn Barnhart. Once I say a name, I cannot take it back. I simply cannot take it back. Now, the last time those two teams played, I had somebody from Unitigo and I had Justin Hofer. I made co-outstanding offense award winners. So I was sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place. I also made the mention, a very positive mention, on Justin Hofer being just stupendous in that game with 35 points. Apparently, the steady listener did not hear that part. And the MAC championships on Saturday were also listed. That was one of the toughest calls I could have made. Tyler Butler made the two free throws that put it into overtime. Certainly deserved it. I saw Quinn Barnhart's name as the most consistent scorer. I did not pick him out because I know him or I like him. I mean, I both know and like him, but I know and like a lot of the kids. So it was not intentional to slight or play favorites or anything like that. So now that being said, let's look ahead. And first time I've gotten comment like that in probably 20 years, so I do what I can, and I can't see everything, and I can't always pick the right players, and the next thing is if you play the game to win the awards, then you're not playing the game for the right reasons. So thankfully it's the players that go out and play. For the Unadilla Valley girls, I mean, they're the only ones that I have stats for, so let's rattle them off. First of all, a 15-1 record. Their only loss to Sherburne-Irville in the Sherburn Irvine Christmas tournament, or no, preseason tournament. And other than that, they have beaten everybody, mostly decisive. I don't have a game by game, but it doesn't matter. They are league champs. We're 13-0 in their league with 11 games in the regular season, and then the semifinal win, and then over Unitigo, or excuse me, I'm sorry, over Bainbridge Guilford, and then the championship game last week over Unitigo. They're averaging 55.4 points per game, shooting a pretty decent 61% from the line, and the vast majority of those free throws are being shot by Jordan Anderson, of course, and Amanda Off, and Anderson has about twice as many as Amanda does. If you take the 75 for 128 for Jordan Anderson away, it's actually a little bit better because Anderson's now at 59%. But if you're looking to foul somebody, don't foul Corinne Izzard. She's 13 for 16. Don't foul Taylor Davis. She's 14 for 20. You might not want to foul Amanda Off, too, late in the game, 42 for 65 at 65%. So those three are the best free throw shooters over the season. But Anderson, as we know, seems to get to the line quite a bit. She's also the leader in assists with 71 in 16 games. That's over five per game. A playmaker extraordinaire in the MAC. There's no question about it. Jordan Anderson is numero uno. Steals, she's got 60, so that's about four-plus per game. Block shots is Amanda Off with 22, and Corinne Izzard with 16. And we gave her the MANG Assurance Dynamic Defense Award, even though she left with an injury. According to Coach Backus, she is A-OK for tonight's game. And I thought the way she went off the court, she might not be able to continue, but she certainly did, and she got carried off basically, and then by the time they shook hands at the end of the game, she was limping, and so I'm sure that's been attended to. And according to Coach Backus, she's all right. Now scoring wise, it's Davis at 12.1, Anderson at 13.1, and Amanda Off at 16.6. They're not a big three-point shooting team. Davis leads the way there with 16. That's 16 out of the team's 27. Anderson will crank it occasionally. She's got 6. Jen Elliott, also one of those sneaky scoring players, only averaging 1.8 points per game, but I've done some games where she's performed very well in that regard. She's got 4 this year. And rebounding-wise, I think it's no secret that Amanda Off, she's averaging a double-double. It's 166 in 16 games, so 10-plus. Also, Corinne Izzard with 76, and this is a girl who doesn't normally start. Also, giving kudos to, let's see. Well, Emily Converse will be in the game from time to time. And for a girl that spells Jordan Anderson, mostly, she's also done all right from the free throw line, 54%, 14 for 26. Harpersville, we don't really have stats on. All I can tell you is their top two scorers are Miranda Drummond, their top, and Savannah Murray. Their best free throw shooter by far is Savannah Murray. She's got probably 40% of the threes made this year. The top rebounder is Miranda Drummond. The top shot blocker is Miranda Drummond. As far as steals, Drummond might even lead in that category. Kurt Ahrensbeck never has given me stats in all the years I've covered. And occasionally, yeah, well, this one's averaging this amount of points and all that, but I can figure that out myself. And I'm not being negative. It's just the way Kurt's always been. We've been good friends for a long, long time. But the game that was played on January 15th, and that was the night that I was not, I actually heard the game, Thanks to Nate Lull and former JV coach here, Dave Smith. They did a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job, by the way. That game was 51-47, and I kept saying it was overtime. Apparently it wasn't. My bad. 51-47. Harpersville had 5 three-pointers and were 10 for 14 from the line. Miranda Drummond got 17 points. Savannah Murray, 11. And Shelby Medovich took that game to establish herself as a decent scorer. And she has had double-figure games most of the way from that point, including 17 in a win over Stack Johnson City. So that's worth noting. And I mentioned Abby Bird before. She had 11 points in the win over Watkins Glen the other night. And I had, interesting, I had that sheet of paper, and Where did that? Here we go. We have that win over Watkins Glen, 79-35. 34 points scored in the second quarter. It was 14-2 at the end of the first quarter. They put 34 points on the board in one quarter, almost outscoring Watkins Glen for the game. And Watkins Glen had 35. 19 of those came in the fourth quarter when he had JVs and subs all the way down the stretch. So an interesting observation there. Abby with 11, as I said. Drummond with 30. Shelby Vedovich with 6. Savannah Murray with 28. And Tatiana Sosnowski with 2. So almost all the points, coming from Bird and Murray and Drummond. The thing that happened the first game was that Drummond tried to basically take over the game at the end and win it. Had she made a shot late in the game at number one, it would have been her 1,000th point. Number two, it would have given them the lead at that point. And then from there, they had to foul, and UV made some free throws and took it from there. So we're down to the final minute. We were going to have Beth Duval singing our national anthem. Unfortunately, a mysterious breaking of the microphone happened between my setup and when I went to get it again. So that's gone. So they're not going to do the sportsmanship. So we'll take our final break. When we come back, we will learn the starting lineups, and we'll have the game that everyone's been waiting for this week, and that's Unadilla Valley and Harpersville Class C Girls Section 4 quarterfinal action. And you're going to hear it live very shortly on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kurt also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, and what they're doing right now is it's a little awkward for these teams because they're not used to it. The sectional rules dictate that you introduce a player from one team and then a player from the other team, and they meet to say good luck. And that's why the coaches were out there kind of doing a tap dance. So we'll try to catch up here. Marcy Ritter, 5'7 senior. Number 5 is Shelby Medovich, a 5'9 sophomore. And now being introduced is SB Gutierrez, my all-name team, 5'8 senior. First three for Unadilla Valley Storm. Taylor Davis, number 10, a junior. Jen Elliott, number 12, a senior. Amanda Off, number 13, a senior.
Senior, number 21,
Savannah Murray. Interesting story on Savannah Murray as far as where she wants to go next year. Morgan Weidman, number 20. She's also a senior. That's Miranda Drummond. No surprise there. And it's funny, I wrote everybody's name in the book except Miranda Drummond. And Jordan Anderson will complete the starting lineup for Unadilla Valley. Miranda Drummond for Harpersville Hornets, probably the two showcase players, although when you look at both teams, they also have a 1A, if you will, Savannah Murray for Harpersville, and Amanda Off, and Taylor Davis, actually. Let's go with a 1A, 1B, 1C there, along with Jordan Anderson. So, decent crowd, and you know, 10 minutes ago when I started the broadcast, I was thinking how sad of a crowd it was. I stand corrected. There's lots of purple in the stands. There's a lot of folks here from other schools watching this game because they knew that this was the premier matchup. So before we go on, before they can do the tip, I guess there's got to be some lights that are in the parking lot needing to come out, be turned off. So we are starting up. I have not heard about who's logging in from where yet, but that's okay. I can just about guarantee we'll have a bunch. Joe Gardner will give me that when the time comes. So we are ready to go. The Hornets to my going in the blue, gold, and white to my left to start out. Home team Unadilla Valley in the white with purple, just like they wore almost a week ago at SUNY Oneonta for their first ever MAC championship. The boys have won twice. The girls won their first one. And Harpersville wins the tip. They will move it around to Shelby Medovich from the left corner. Had a good try at it. No good. There's Drummond with an offensive rebound. Missed the putback. And right away, there's a foul underneath. We're back to two officials. And fortunately, the one official's on the far side this time instead of right in my line of sight. Interesting. Four-person offense to go on the inbounds play. And it was zoned out there by the Lady Storm. But after all said and done, it's still just an inbounds play. And it's Drummond, double-teamed. A 3-second violation called on Marcy Ritter. She was in and there she was open. That's the other part of the equation. She was inside there for 3 seconds, but she was wide open. And the teammates did not see her. So Jordan Anderson looks to her right to see what Brandy Back has in store for the first offensive set for UV. 7:21 to go. Davis fakes the pass right, goes left. And a drive goes in to Jordan Anderson, who misses the layup. Rebounded by Drummond. And it looks like tonight Morgan Weidman is wearing number 34. I did not catch that in the intro. There's Drummond for a three, way off the mark. Nice box out by Jen Elliott, but somehow Drummond circles around and gets the ball anyway, and a pass into Marcy Ritter, and it's off the rim. Some nervous energy for both teams coming to start with, and a runner by Davis that just too wild. She had a little smile on her face as she knew she'd messed that one up. It's still early. Nobody has scored yet. 6:36 to go, first quarter. Marcy Ritter in the right corner for Harpersville. Dumps it down low to Medovich across the key. A shot put up by Gutierrez, no good. Rebound by Weidman. Outlets nicely to Jen Elliott. Here comes Anderson behind the back. She'll go up with a short shot. It's good, and she's fouled. A good ad-lib play by Jordan Anderson, fouled on the play by Shelby Medovich. That'll be the first foul of the game, and my goodness, with 6:19 to go, two high-powered offenses have yet to score until just now. Anderson shooting 59% this year from the stripe. She'll only get one here. It's up and good. And boy, how about that crowd? So loud before the play, and they got quiet for the free throw. All right, here comes Harpersville. Murray to Drummond. Screened by Gutierrez. Drummond gets a triple team to Ritter. Outside it goes to Medovich. Medovich looks left. She's on the right wing right now. Goes around the screen at the foul line. Down low for Gutierrez. Driving in on Amanda Off. She ran out of room. The ball is free, and it goes to Drummond. Her shot. is up and no good, but she gets two coming on the line after being fouled on the putback by Morgan Weidman. Going to change her number from 20 to 34. Thank goodness I recognized her. At the line, Drummond to shoot two. Pretty decent free throw shooter and can get very streaky when it comes to that. Tatiana Sosnowski, another one on my all-name team, comes in, replacing Marcy Ritter. Seven syllables, that's more than anybody should have to rattle off, except if it's a Russian hockey name. So Miranda Drummond with the second shot. 3-2, still the Storm by one. Just underway, first quarter, Section 4 Class C Girls quarterfinal. Jen Elliott in those flashy green and gray sneakers. And Drummond reaches a hand in there, gets it away from Anderson. Off it goes to Murray. On the left side, Drummond sneaks in on the right, on the left side with a right hand and does not make the shot. But there's a foul on the floor called on Taylor Davis of the UV Storm. Second foul. And the inbounds comes way out to Medovich. Now it's Murray. Inside to Sosnowski, back to Murray. Davis with the interception. Taylor Davis is taking Savannah Murray very, very close on the man-to-man. Of course, they may be playing a triangle two as they did the other night against Unitigo. From outside, it's Davis for three. Missed it. Murray taps it. It's tapped again. Davis gets it again for the Storm. Down to the five-minute mark. It's just 3-2, so a chess match ensues here. Amanda off, blocked by Drummond, and a beauty. Drummond down the floor, dumps it off to Gutierrez, misses the shot. Drummond gets it and misses. Puts it back up again and scores. Drummond with 4 points, and we've got our first lead change of the ballgame. Drummond with all 4 points, it's 4-3. Anderson to the high post, off. Slides the pass into the corner. Picked off by Drummond. Davis unable to get the pass inside. Drummond has played defensively spectacular. It's Medovich called for the travel. Substitution, Corinne Izzard. I'm looking at her leg. Looks like she's got a little brace there on her ankle. And an unfortunate mishap in the Unitigo game. She's in the game now and will give a lot of front court presence on this team. Anderson given a little bit of room and a screen by Off. Misses the shot though. It's rebounded by Off, and Amanda Off has put her team back up on top. 5-4. 4:04 left in the first quarter. Murray slowly up the court to the right wing. That's where Shelby Ivanovich grabs the ball. She almost spotted up. Now it's Sosnowski. She's double-teamed. Good swarming defense. Steal by Amanda Off. Throws it up ahead to Davis. Can she score the layup? She does not. Off with the offensive rebound. The putback is good. Amanda Off with trailing the play. Well, she made the start of the play. She made the steal. Threw it up ahead to Davis. And then trailed the play and got the offensive putback. It's 7-4. There's a steal by Anderson in the front court. Driving in on Medovich. It goes up. It's no good. Off was there for the rebound, but the whistle stopped that play. And the foul will be on Shelby Medovich. That'll be the second one on the sophomore. So at the line is Jordan Anderson. And a timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Evansbeck, and it's a short one. 3:24 to go, 7-4 first quarter score. UV leads Harpersville. You're listening to Section 4 Class C Playoff Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDL.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Deathly Silence of a free throw being afforded to Jordan Anderson, who makes the first free throw. Makes it 8-4, 3:24 to go first quarter. UV leading Harpersville. Second shot is up, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound, well, nobody gets the rebound. Weidman was hustling out there with Sosnowski, and she ran the other way, and they almost turned it back over to UV, but it is Harpersville's ball. Want to say hi to the folks in Cocoa, Florida, Palm Bay, Florida, Titusville, Jen Elliott's grandparents, Salisbury, North Carolina. And there's Medovitz with the shot that misses. Rebound by Gutierrez. Into the corner at Savannah Murray. A long shot up and good. And it's a three. I wasn't sure. Brandy Backus blocked me out that time. So Savannah Murray, who can strike at any time from three-point land, comes up, makes it a one-point game, 8-7. Anderson, an 18-footer, way off the mark. Rebound, Sosnowski. They push it ahead to Murray. 2:49 to go, and Harpersville right back into it thanks to the three ball by Savannah Murray. Drummond, she's out front on the offense right now. Sets the screen for Murray. Murray thought about a three. Now they wheel it around to the right side for Medovic, who's still in the game with two fouls. Medovic, nice drive in, draws the double-team shot, blocked by Amanda Off. They're going for the save. It's still alive. Sosnowski to Murray. 1 second, and Murray puts it up. It's an air ball. That will turn the ball over on time. Corinne Izzard replaces Jen Elliott in the ball game. Well, a good hustle. Number 15, Espy Gutierrez with a big save, and then they simply ran out of time. Well defended by Unadilla Valley, who lead 8-7 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. We want to say hi to local folks from Marathon, Binghamton, and Oneonta logging on tonight as we get started here on WCDOSports.com. There's the UV play that should have led to a short shot by Izzard. She passed it up, though. They work it around to the left. It is a shot up and good by Amanda Off, showing a little bit more range. Off with 6 points, so she and Anderson combining for all 10 of the UV Storm's first quarter points. We're under 2 minutes to go. Three-pointer from Medovic off the mark. Hustling to get the rebound is Amanda Off and Taylor Davis. Corinne Izzard, I'm sorry. Off and Izzard collided, and the ball went out of bounds. Break for Harpersville, trailing by three. 1:45 to go. In the corner, Murray. Davis giving her very little room. She'll take it now and just rolls off the rim. Drummond going for the rebound in the right corner now. Drummond for three, and it's off the mark, and it might have hit the top support. They don't call it. It's UV ball anyway. Nice pass by Anderson to Izzard. Off the rim, no good. Off puts it back up, no. Drummond trying to save it. It's out of bounds. It's going to go back to Unadilla Valley. With 1:23 to go. So Off will inbound. Way up top for Davis. Davis to Anderson. And it's off. Off getting blocked again by Miranda Drummond. Up ahead to Medovic. The layup is no good. It rolls off the rim. It's out of bounds. But a foul called as the ball went out of bounds. Both teams have missed some crucial layups. And this foul is going to go on Miranda Drummond. One thing we've found the last couple of years, yes, she is scoring at a tremendous pace. She's got over 1,000 points as a junior. She is prone to fouls in quick succession. Izzard gets away from Gutierrez, and then as she kind of took a shot, Savannah Murray bumped her. I think everybody in the house thought it was the Harpersville foul, but instead it's out of bounds. So the Hornets do want to take advantage of this break. 1 minute to play. And it's Medovic from beyond the foul line, just short off the front of the rim. Good block, box out by Weidman. Ahead to Anderson. Anderson going all the way with the left hand. It's no good, and she slides into the board about 15 feet away from the end line. And that foul's going to go on Miranda Drummond, and that's what I'm talking about. Drummond can very often get fouls, multiple fouls in a short span of time, and now she's got two, and the first quarter is not done yet. Anderson at the line for the third time already tonight. First shot is up and good. Substitutions. Well, Davis will take a seat for UV. Emily Converse comes into the game for Taylor Davis. And number 10, Holly Henry, a 5'10 junior, is into the game for Harpersville. Miranda Drummond will stay in the game. She's got the quick two fouls within the last 30 seconds. The same thing happened in the Unitego game. That was the MAC semifinals. So Anderson, after a delay, goes for the line for a second time and makes that. 6 points, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 41 seconds to go. Murray driving in to Henry along the baseline. No good. Rebound easily by Amanda Off. Off to Converse, who stops, hands it off to Jordan Anderson. In the corner is Weidman. Misses the shot. Boxing out. Now the ball comes loose, and it's Medovic up the left side. She'll drive in and try to go all the way. Fouled in the act of shooting by Corinne Izzard. And that wasn't so much the block of the shot as it was the bump of the body. Izzard's first foul. It'll be the third on UV. 18.6 seconds to go. 12-7 in favor of Unadilla Valley. So at the line, Shelby Medovic, her first time tonight. First time. And it's good. So right now, number 15, Esperanza Gutierrez, or excuse me, number 15 on UV, Hannah Lazarus comes in for Amanda Off. Pretty smart play or decision there by Brandy Backus not to let Amanda Off get a foolish foul or give her a little bit of a break. Second shot misses, and UV is going to allow Harpersville to get the ball back. They had two players going for the ball. Neither one could corral it. It went off a leg, and it's now Harpersville's ball, and they're spreading four out on the inbound. It goes to Murray. Murray, a quick shot for three. It's short. Rebound save, or an attempted save, by Holly Henry, but I think Savannah took that shot a little too quickly. I know I was talking about Savannah Murray before. She's looking to go to West Point. It's not a guarantee yet, but that's one place she is looking to go. I think she'd be a great addition. And the shot by Anderson, no good, and that going to allow time to run out as Drummond throws it up and hits the rim. I don't think it would have counted. So the first quarter in the books now. It is Unadilla Valley 12, Harpersville 8. One team survives to go to the semifinals on Tuesday. It's the Section 4 Class C quarterfinal girls basketball action here on your sports leader, WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back, and we want to say we had mentioned some of the people from Florida were tuning in. Palm Bay, Florida, as we said. I didn't mention a Taylor Davis fan, so how can you not be a Taylor Davis fan? She plays the game the way it's supposed to be played and has a lot of fun doing it. Same with Jen Elliott. whose grandparents are in logging on from Titusville, Florida. All right. Boy, you guys are stars now. 7:50 to go in this second quarter. We're just underway. Harpersville trailing by four. Amanda off. Got the ball shoved a little bit by Drummond, so Anderson bustles away and misses it. There's a rebound. First it was Sosnowski, but now it's Drummond. And the ball goes to Savannah Murray, who has the only three-pointer. And an interesting stat we got here that Harpersville shot just 2 for 22 in the entire first quarter. Medovic fakes the three, goes to the right side for Murray. 12 on the shot clock. They work it around. Oh, they do not work it around. Murray looked to go reverse it and eluded the reach of Miranda Drummond. Remember, Miranda Drummond got two fouls in about a 30-second span and has two, but is playing on. Jen Elliott to the top of the key for Davis. Davis tries right, and it's sealed off. Amanda Off comes around from the weak side, gets it, puts it up too hard on the bank shot, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Hornets ball. Lady Hornets trying to get into the offensive flow in this court that I just love this court. I think it's great. Probably one of the best in the MAC for sure. Drummond staying up top. Whoa, an offensive foul. She knocks over Jordan Anderson, and what happened there was Drummond had a, there was a screen set at the top of the key. She was headed right. Anderson kind of ducking behind the screen, poked out to stop Drummond, and Miranda just knocked her over. I don't think she saw her. I really don't think she saw Jordan Anderson. Of course, there's about an 8-inch difference in height. Anderson down the middle, guarded by Savannah Murray. Drummond will stay in the game. Anderson saw a little bit of room, goes up with a floater, no good, and it's rebounded by somebody, and I'm not... Was there a foul? I guess not. Or maybe possession arrow in favor of Harpersville. All right, 12-8. The score has stayed. It took almost 2 minutes for points to be scored in the beginning of the game. Medovic just can't get it to Savannah Murray. Sosnowski to Medovic. She's in the corner, guarded by Corinne Izzard. Cross court to Henry. Now it's Sosnowski just off the back of the rim, and the shooting woes continue. Long pass ahead from Anderson to Davis. Not enough spin. Amanda off with a rebound, and there's a foul on the play. And if that's four on Drummond, no, it's not. It's Savannah Murray's first foul. I mean, all eyes are definitely on the referee to see if it's 32 or not, because it just doesn't matter. Miranda Drummond will get into the thick of the action no matter what. Amanda off is at the line to shoot two. She has 6 points in the first quarter and makes it. She's a 65% free throw shooter. At this time of the year, your coaches want you to want collectively to shoot 65 to 70 on the girls' side, and it's not sexist to say a little bit more for the boys' side. Either way, if you hit 70, you're in pretty good shape. And Amanda Off is 2 for 2, and the girls of UV, Anderson and Off, combining for 6 for 7. Drummond a long three off the back of the rim. Rebound Sosnowski, and she and Medovic crossed up, and it went out of bounds off the two of them. And they looked at each other. I thought you had it. I thought you had it. 14-8. The lead for UV is at 6. We had two lead changes early on. Pass inside to Off, guarded by Drummond. And the shot is no good. Drummond with a rebound. She comes away with it down the middle, drawing a lot of attention. She goes in underneath, passes to Henry, right back to Drummond. Backs it up for 3, and it's way too far. Rebounded by Sosnowski. Inside Murray. Nice little pretty spin move. And Savannah Murray with 5 points now leads the way. And a timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. And it's a full timeout. 14-10. Still anybody's ballgame, of course. 5:28 to go in the first half. You're listening to Section 4 Class C Girls Playoff between UV and Harpersville on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, caf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the boys from the Purple Man Group are here tonight for the Unadilla Valley Storm. Boy, have they caused a sensation. I love it. Great school spirit. Unadilla Valley leads Harpersville by 4, and around the offense, a slip up by Taylor Davis leads to a turnover that gives Savannah Murray the basketball for Harpersville. Shelby Menevich is on the right corner. Amanda Off backs off on her. A handoff to Drummond. Drummond looked at baseline, wasn't there. Wide open is Holly Henry from the foul line, no good, and the troubleshooting for Harpersville continues. Just 3 field goals in this game, but somehow they are still in it at 14-10. They have held Unadilla Valley in check. Taylor Davis, a leaner, no good. Rebound by Murray. A lot of defensive pressure there by Harpersville. Murray up ahead to Sosnowski, and Tatiana Sosnowski with a basket. Strong move by Savannah Murray to draw the defense over. Anderson trying to get away from Savannah Murray. Now it's Elliott for 3. Right side, no good. Rebound, Drummond. Beats Weidman to the ball. Now up the floor comes Drummond to the right corner. It is Medovic. Oh, they could have used that one. It's 14-12. The outlet off the Amanda Off. Anderson calming things down a little bit. To the left side, it's Elliott. Back to Davis. Inside the three-point stripe. An air ball, and there won't be a chance to save it. Turn back over to Harpersville. And Brandy Backus says, wait a minute. Things are a little too tight right now, and we're not playing our best. We'll take a short timeout. Hey, what the heck? We'll stay right here. Want to say hi to our local folks. I mentioned Marathon, Binghamton, and Oneonta. We can now add Deposit to that crowd. Of course, our Florida folks from Cocoa Beach, Palm Bay, Titusville, Florida, Salisbury, North Carolina. Might be the first time I've heard from Salisbury, North Carolina in the season. Tomorrow night at Sydney High School, the top seed, but bruised a little bit, Sydney Warriors going to take on Odessa Montour, who defeated Spencer Van Etten in the first round. Unitigo will have updates hopefully from Unitigo. We might have updates tonight from either BG or the Unitigo game. Inside it's Sosnowski to Medovic. Her shot just misses. Drummond gets the rebound up off the rim. No good. Drummond again with a rebound. Drummond over to Medovic, fakes the shot, goes inside and is fouled by Amanda Off, and that's going to be a 2-shot. Well, I'll tell you, if Harpersville can get some sort of continuity here, they've got things going. Let's see, we got a Unitigo score, 19-12 at the half, leading Tioga. They're keeping the score low. Matt Hafley. Okay, so somebody else told me that it's 19-12. Unitigo leading Tioga at the half. Second shot is good. So the first one missed while I was trying to work my text. Shelby Medovic, 2-for-4 tonight from the line, and that makes it a 14-13 game. Murray, man-to-man coverage on Anderson, and then she doesn't get the steal, but she gets the pass for the steal. Trying to think of Jordan Anderson's name, and I've been saying it all winter long. Somehow couldn't get it. Anderson will commit the foul. Everybody on UV is questioning that, but I thought I saw the contact that the referees did, and Savannah Murray is at the line to shoot 2 shots. The first one will miss. So a substitution, Emily Converse comes in for Taylor Davis. There's 3:17 to go, folks, in the first half. 14-13 in favor of Unadilla Valley. A made free throw here ties it up at 14. Haven't been tied yet tonight, and we still have it. Murray out-hustles Jen Elliott for the rebound. She goes back to the three-point area, guarded by Converse. Trying to go in. She lost control of the ball, and everybody's on the floor for a possession arrow. And that's going to be down under for Harpersville. And out it comes to Drummond for three. Miranda Drummond. With a three, we've got another lead change. 16-14. Elliott on the right wing, guarded closely by Sosnowski. Now Amanda Off comes way out on the offense. A give and go with Weidman, and that ties it up. Weidman feeds Amanda Off. I love that give and go. 10 points for Amanda Off. It is Sosnowski from the foul line, off the back of the rim. No good. Amanda Off should have been called for travel. She slid on the floor. They keep going, and Anderson punches up and missed it. Amanda Off with the follow-up, no good. Drummond will save it to Murray. 16-16 tie. This has gotten crazy. Medovich fakes the three. Harpersville can go take the lead. Pass inside, lost it, out of bounds. All right, 2:08 to play. Must be they're playing early out there at Tioga. Unitigo the 5 seed, Tioga the 4 seed. Love to see Unitigo stay in this one as well. Cross court to Anderson. Anderson fakes it around. Murray goes in, somehow slips through the defense, no good. And Drummond with a rebound. 1:51 to go, 16 all tie. Pass ahead to Sosnowski. Nobody shoots it for Harpersville. They're going to take their time and set up the offense. Anderson helping to cover the ball handler. Murray, cross court to a wide open. Number 10, Holly Henry, and Morgan Weidman comes over to block the shot. And not only did she block the shot, but the ball went off of Holly Henry. Turned back over to the Storm with 1.5 minutes to go in the half. Anderson tied up there with Murray. Nice defense there. Gets it back from Weidman. Starts a new dribble. Over to Converse. Emily Converse on the left side. She's got a little spot up there. Nope. Drummond making sure she does not score. There's a block shot by Henry. Contesting a shot by Amanda Off. Not bad. And it's Murray with a right hand on the left side. Way short again. A little nerve there by Savannah Murray. Up comes Anderson. Stripped from behind by Savannah Murray. There's redemption right there. Harpersville can now take the lead. Murray for Drummond for three, and she nails it again. 19-16. 42 seconds to go, and the Harpersville fans who have flocked here up Route 8 are ecstatic right now. Took a while for their team to start making some shots. Off for three, a rare three-pointer, and it's good! Amanda Off, number 13, with 13 first half points. It's tied at 19. Harpersville should get the last statement here of the first half. And let's see who they'd set it up for. Miranda Drummond has stayed foul free since that third foul. Medovich for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound Amanda Off, 7 seconds to go, and a tie-up. That's a tie-up, and the arrow is pointing UV's way. 6.4 seconds to go. Let's see if they could work out a shot here. Anderson. Stripped by Murray, but UV gets it back, and there's just not going to be a shot at all. Good hustle by Savannah Murray on the defense. Almost got a steal. So here we go. 19-19 tie. Harpersville, who could not put the ball in the ocean, found enough reserve to come in and tie it up, and then not only that, they took the three-point lead, and Amanda Off had the last shot that went in the half, a three-pointer on her own. I think that's the second three-pointer she's made all year. So what a first half, and can't wait for the second half. But we'll review the Section 4 Class C and D brackets for you, and of course we will have the scoring recap. It's very interesting that UV's only had two players score. Harpersville's had four players score, but it's a 19-19 tie. Class C, Section 4, girls quarterfinal action, live from Unadilla Valley on your local sports leader, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back to Unadilla Valley, site of tonight's Class C quarterfinal action between the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm and Harpersville, and we're tied just like we were when it was 0-0. We are 19-19, three lead changes and two ties, most notably the 16-19. And it's been a crazy game, but let's talk about it a little bit. Our halftime report on WCDO brought to you by Maravito Energy Products. For 85 years, delivering energy solutions to you with outstanding customer service. 563-HEAT, that's 563-HEAT. Well, Harpersville got off to a slow start. We had a stat of 2 for 22 shooting from the field in the first quarter. That's a lot of shots and a lot of misses, obviously. Savannah Murray's three-pointer being one of the makes. But in that quarter, late in the first quarter, Miranda Drummond got two quick fouls, added a third one in the early part of the second quarter, but stayed on the floor, stayed away from foul trouble, still had her presence felt when she made 2 3-pointers in three tries in a succession late in the second quarter. It sparked the Hornets to take a 19-16 lead, and then Amanda Off hit a three, which, again, is only her second of the season. She's got 13 of her team's 19 points. Jordan Anderson, no surprise, has the other six. Now, those two are the top scorers, as is Taylor Davis. It's rare for just the two of them to have those points at the half. Harpersville, who normally gets Drummond and Murray as the main two scorers. Same thing. Savannah's got 5 points, but Shelby Medovich is 2 for 4 from the line for 2, and Tatiana Sosnowski has a basket for 2. And all told, it really is a chess match when the scores are 19-19. Now, I can report that 19 seems to be the magic number because Unitigo leads Tioga 19-12 at the half. Not so good right now for Bainbridge Guilford. At the half, they trail Elmira Notre Dame, who's only scored 21 points, but BG's only scored 4. So Elmira Notre Dame is obviously still playing that really tough defense that Harpersville found last year at the arena to be not to their liking, as Elmira Notre Dame is defending Class C champs. So let me see. I just got another text, but I think it was a thank you for letting that person, know, of course, that what the scores are back and forth. All right. I think I did that all. All right, now it's time to do a little bracket watching. Let's talk about this particular bracket. The girls Class C. At the top is Lansing. They're taking on Newfield right now. It's an all-IAC thing. Unitigo, as we said, leads Tioga 19-12 at the half. So the winner of Unitigo-Tioga plays the winner of Lansing and Newfield on the top half of the bracket. Unadilla Valley and Harpersville here, the winner to take on the winner of Elmira, Notre Dame, and Bainbridge Guilford, which right now looks pretty secure for the Notre Dame Crusaders. Staying with the girls for the Class D, you've got Franklin, who is still undefeated, taking on Skenevis again. In less than a week, they're playing twice, once for the Tri-Valley League Championship won by Franklin, and now for the quarterfinals in D. Marathon is playing Southern Cayuga. Marathon with the upset win over Afton on Tuesday night. They're playing Southern Cayuga, the number 4 seed. Davenport is the 3 seed, Charlotte Valley. They are taking on Candor. Boy, that's a heck of a travel. And that's being played at Charlotte Valley. Morris is the 7 seed. They're taking on South Courtright, the Delaware League champions, still undefeated. So the winner of Morris and South Courtright take on the winner of Candor and Davenport. The winner of Marathon Southern Cayuga takes on the winner of Franklin Skenevis. Because of the winner of this game most likely will play on the road on Tuesday, I just might venture to Franklin to do that game with the winner of Marathon and Southern Cayuga. If Marathon pulls off another upset, I'll be very familiar with that team. I thought they played very well against Afton. For the boys tomorrow night, we know the matchup is Sydney Odessa Montour, 1-8 at 7 o'clock on the air with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 6:45. Green did a nice job beating Newfield 64-54. They take on Moravia tomorrow night, 77-44 winners over Oxford. Elmira Notre Dame, the 3 seed. Crusaders beat Delhi. They're taking on Lansing tomorrow night. They were 20 better than Bainbridge Guilford, although Bainbridge Guilford led by 15 points early in the second quarter. Austin Bowerly's final game, 26 points to lead all scores, but Lansing had too much for the Bobcats at home. So they take on Elmira Notre Dame tomorrow. Unitigo, big winners over Unadilla Valley in a huge, just a phenomenal game. Justin Hofer's 35 points. They're going to take on Watkins Glen tomorrow night. Jim Knight says, I think we can play with them. And you got to believe, because he was able to play. We were able to play with Sydney after suffering a fairly large defeat. I mean, not large, like 25 points, but enough that Unitigo knew that they wanted to get back at Sydney, and they had a chance to do it at the MAC. And if Unitigo can continue being hot, they just might meet Sydney again, but it would have to be March 2nd at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. D tournament boys, Morrison Southern Cayuga, Hunter Tannersville in Milford tomorrow night, Edmiston and Gilboa, Marathon versus Margaretville, all tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night. All right, we're going to step away. When we come back, it's the third quarter, second half of action. Harpersville and UV tied at 19. Something's got to give. We'll see what happens. It's live Section 4 playoff basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Harper's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
High School Sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Here we go. Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Thank you. 563 Heat, 563 Heat, Morabito Energy. All right, underway, and Harpersville going to my right where the bench also happens to be. Savannah Murray, who thought about a three-pointer, keeps the dribble alive because the ball got tipped by Davis. Now it's Drummond in the deep corner. Comes around at the elbow, shoots, and banks it in. Oops-a-daisy. Miranda Drummond now with 12 points to lead the Harpersville team. It's 21-19. Not the intended way to get there. Off, dribbles in, and reaching in is Murray. And almost had a steal. Savannah Murray playing excellent defense. Corinne Izzard gets the start in the third quarter. And Izzard was not to be denied that loose ball. She got it and was fouled on the shot. And let's see. That foul's on Holly Henry, who is getting the start in the second half. So interesting maneuvering by the coaches, putting in normal reserve players, but very active reserve players, starting the second half. That first shot by Izzard was good. Second shot is up, and it's also good. One of the best free throw shooters on the team. Can verify that. 81% coming in, 13 for 16. She's up that a little bit. 15 for 18. Nice give and go to Henry. Blocked by Amanda Off. And through the double team, she gets it off to Jordan Anderson. Down the lane she comes, and Drummond lets her go. She did not want the fourth foul. Smart play, because Anderson went too hard and missed. Now it's Drummond staying out on the dribble side. Murray guarded closely by Taylor Davis. Around the screen. Murray inside the three this time. No good. Rebound up, and the shot blocked by Izzard, but Drummond gets it and puts it up and in. 23-21. Hornets by two. Don't want to forget we had a third tie there at 21. Driving in is Davis, and it's her first basket. Off and Anderson combined for all 19 points to start the second half. It's been everybody but them. Izzard and Davis combining for 4 points. Tied at 23. And there's a possession arrow with Amanda Off and Holly Henry tied up. That'll give it right back to the Lady Storm. Well, four ties and counting, and the first one wasn't until 16. Let's see how many we can rack up here. Anderson to the left side. Backs up, goes for three, and it's off the front of the rim. Picked up by Off. Bounce pass to Izzard. Her shot rolls off. It's rebounded by Murray. Up the floor she comes. Davis picks her up. Off to Drummond for three. Good! Miranda Drummond's third three-pointer. It's 26-23. This is a game. At first you thought it's going to be just Unadilla Valley. There's a loose shot missed by Davis, and after a putback that somebody else missed, she gets the rebound. Three-pointer for Davis, and it's off the mark. Rebound Drummond. Here she comes up the right side. Jen Elliott's guarding her right now. Around the screen, give and go to Murray. Murray down on the baseline. A runner on the baseline, no good. Rebound Amanda Off. Quick outlet to Anderson. Murray's going to help on defense. Anderson driving in, stolen by Murray, but picked up by Izzard. Excuse me, stolen by Drummond. I've been calling, I know I cannot confuse the two of those players. But a travel by Davis after she got a steal back of her own. Yikes. 4:54 left third quarter. 26-23. Score is still staying a little low. But both of these teams have high-powered offense. Three-pointer, long three-pointer by Medovich. Misses. There's a dive for the ball. Out of bounds. It's going to be a Harpersville's ball. Drummond, Murray hustling for that. So Sosnowski will inbound. And around the screen, they'd use a little different this time. Way out on top is Henry. Henry to Drummond. Drummond looks to the right. And she'll spot up for three more. Short. Rebound missed by Henry. And a rebound on the UV defense by Amanda Off. Yet again. Here comes Anderson down the middle. And she is going to get two at the line. Anderson bowled somebody over, and that somebody is going to be Holly Henry. Now, was she stable? Was she stationary or not? And we don't have replays here, so we don't know. And the shot is up by Anderson and missed. Jordan Anderson was 4 for 5 in the first half free throw shooting. The odd number because one of them was a three-point play. Second shot is good. 7 for Jordan Anderson, 26-23, Harpersville by 2. Medovich drives in against Amanda Off. Too hard on the shot. Miranda Drummond with a rebound. That's missed two. There's a scramble for the ball. Possession arrow. And it'll be Harpersville's ball, according to the possession arrow. 4:08 left. It's 26-24, Harpersville by 2. When they couldn't make a decent shot, neither could Unadilla Valley. And that was one of the reasons that game stayed close. Harpersville is now starting to pick it up. Murray backs up, goes for three, missed it. And the rebound by Sosnowski. Nobody blocked out Tatiana Sosnowski. She's got the basket. I can't say just the last name. We've got to say the whole name. Tatiana Sosnowski, 28-24, and it's a four-point lead, largest for Harpersville. Davis around a screen, goes up, shoots, and scores. Taylor Davis with her second basket of this quarter, 28-26. It is Medovich. Double-teamed off to Drummond. Drummond to Sosnowski at the foul line. She misses. Drummond almost had the offensive rebound. Anderson with a loose ball to Davis. She's wide open on the left side. Makes the layup, and we're tied at 28. 3:12 to go. Taylor Davis, who averages in double figures, she's now got 6, and there's a shot missed by Savannah Murray. Davis down the lane to Amanda Off, and the lead has changed again. Amanda Off with 15, 2:47 to go. Driving in is Medovich. Double team inside Henry. Fouled on the shot by Corinne Izzard. For some reason, I'm looking to my left of my scorebook to see UV, and it's Harpersville. I'm looking to my right to see Harpersville, and it's, looking for Harpersville on the wrong side, Unadilla Valley on the other side. So Holly Henry with the free throw, that makes it 30-29. 2:40 left in this third quarter. Henry can tie it up with the free throw here. There's been some subbing. Try to get to that in a second. Morgan Weidman into the game. And it is tied, indeed, at 30. That is tie number 6. 30-30, 2:34 to go in the third quarter. Just like the first time they played. Davis, a runner that missed it. Off with a rebound. Missed it. Rebound, Holly Henry. Not once, but twice, because Davis wasn't going to let her get it easily. The battle of the number 10s. So Davis continues on Savannah Murray. Looks to the left for for Shelby Medovich. Medovich tried the corner. No good. And there is a foul on Shelby Medovich pushing off. That's going to be the third on Medovich. Remember, she picked up two early in the game, but stayed on the floor. So here comes Jordan Anderson, slowly up the court, guarded by Murray. Hornets staying in a man-to-man. There's a pass that gets away from Amanda Off. Davis recovered it, but traveled. And the Purple Man groups, they don't stay together. They're scattered throughout the bleachers here. A minute 53 left. Harpersville's turn now to take the lead, if they can. Six ties and four lead changes. Drummond at the elbow. That's good. 19 points for Miranda Drummond, and it's 32-30. Lead change number five. Jen Elliott's in the game. To Davis, she's open for three, but it's short, and nobody's going to get to save that one. A minute 27. A lot of these possessions are short spurts. At a timeout, short timeout asked for by Brandy Backus. Her team trails Harpersville 32-30. You're listening to Section 4 Class C Playoff Basketball on WCDL.
You do a lot inside our offices each day. You deposit savings. You add to your Christmas account. You take out loans, cash checks, and plan your financing with our help. Sometimes you just stop in to say hello. Around here, it's like a community within the community. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay. Unitigo, by the way, at the end of the third quarter, Unitigo leads 28-20 in an even lower scoring game than this one is. 32-30 is our score. And the third quarter is not quite done. Drummond around Anderson. Drummond continuing to dribble, and Anderson did not leave her alone, and I think that's the reason. Miranda Drummond is smart enough and savvy enough to know how to draw the foul, and she just did that. Anderson's second foul, and that's two on both Anderson and the team. Murray around the screen, over to, well, Anderson almost picked it off. Driving in is, Medovic. Now it's Murray. Goes up, gets the shot blocked by Davis. Somebody's open. Sosnowski drives in and scores the layup. Sosnowski with 6 points, 34-30. Back to the largest lead of Harpersville's night with four. They've done that a couple of times. Anderson gets around Murray. Drives in off the glass. No good. But a foul on the second part of that play. And that's going to be on Holly Henry, and that's her third. So here's the deal. Harpersville has 10 fouls called total in the game. Three on Medovic, three on Henry, three on Drummond. And it's Anderson at the line with the clock stopped at 43 seconds. Anderson makes another free throw. She's got 8 points, six of those coming from the foul line. Morgan Weidman back into the ballgame. No, I'm sorry, Emily Converse has checked back into the ballgame. Shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound, Miranda Drummond. No one's going to out-jump her. Murray, long pass up ahead. Oh, off the tip, fingertips of Holly Henry. But that's because the ball was also tipped by a Unadilla Valley defender. All right, 36 seconds to go. I love these scoreboards. I can see them both clearly. Up the floor comes Anderson. They pass down low to Off. Off might have got away with a travel. The ball is out of bounds. It'll stay. UV ball. Amanda Off tried to get through a double team without dribbling. That's normally a travel, but they let that go. 23.3. Harpersville by three. The inbounds comes to Off on the long pass up top. Now it's Anderson. She's thinking about a three. No, it's off. She'll try it again. She made it in the first half. Didn't make it here. 14 seconds to go. The Hornets can take the lead. Anderson with a steal in the open court. Through the behind the back. The layup is no good. But a foul on the play with 6.7 seconds to go. And the foul again is on Holly Henry. There were two players very close to Jordan Anderson. And that's four on Henry. So very quickly, a sub is ready to go in after this free throw. First shot is up and good. Esperanza Gutierrez is back into the ball game, replacing Holly Henry. Jordan Anderson timed the pass, stole it, and still drew the foul. About 3 seconds elapsed in that whole series. Second shot is good. Boy, that's a break for UV. 34-33, 4 seconds to go. And the shot by Medovich off the glass, way off the top of the glass, no good. So Harpersville ekes out a one-point lead going into the final quarter, 34-33. Lots more excitement ahead as you're listening to the Section 4 Class C Girls Quarterfinal right here at UV on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, 2 for 2 from the line for Harpersville in that quarter. Unadilla Valley was 6 for 8. But it was a 15-14 advantage in that quarter for Harpersville, and they've got a 34-33 lead as we start the fourth quarter. Amanda off at the high post. Hands it off to Davis. One dribbling right down to off. She is not able to shoot it. Drummond and Sosnowski helping on the defense. And there is Davis just running out of control down low, and that's going to go off her foot. She tried to get through a defense that just wasn't going to allow it. 34-33, Harpersville with the ball. But don't forget, they had a three-point lead before Jordan Anderson made the steal and two free throws. Murray driving on Converse, who's still in the ball game. They go to Sosnowski, who's going to drive in. Off the right-hand layup, Tatiana Sosnowski, a junior, with 8 points. Going to have to teach Joe how to spell that name, because she's starting to score. 36-33. It is in the left corner for Amanda Off, driving hard off the glass, and it's good. Amanda Off bulls her way through and scores inside against Drummond and Sosnowski, 36-35. Murray out top to Medovich, Shelby Medovich, looking to the right wing for Murray, guarded by Converse. And there is a push-off called on Savannah Murray. That one was sold. That one was sold by Jordan Anderson. Anderson pulled the flop, and she pulled it off to the satisfaction of the officials. And Savannah Murray now with 2 fouls. Chance for UV to take the lead, 36-35. Anderson flopping a pass. It's stolen by Shelby Medovich. Pass ahead to Drummond. Nice control. Oh, but it rolls off the rim. Rebound by Converse. And somehow gets it off to Anderson. It's a 2-on-1. Izzard to Off. And UV's got the lead. UV's got the lead. They got the ball up quickly. Harpersville tried to contend the outlet. So 37-36. Sosnowski, bounce pass, and knocked away, but looks like a foul. A little bit too zealous on the block. And that foul is called on Jordan Anderson, who has just picked up her third. Well, I was blocked out somewhat and had no idea that's the one who brought the arm through so strongly. I thought it was somebody else on the UV line in the lineup down low. But Gutierrez is at the line. She got a great pass from Sosnowski. Everyone knows she's starting to score down low. And as the defense got going toward her, Espy Gutierrez was open. She misses and misses. And Drummond lost it out of bounds. She tripped trying to go get it. UV leads by one, and they catch a break here to get the ball back. Well, they really needed free throws from Harpersville that time, at least one, but it's UV by one. Anderson now with three fouls, though, so you got to watch that. Bounce pass to Amanda Off. She's going on Drummond to Converse. Drummond doesn't give her any room. Trying not to get that fourth foul, that's for sure. Anderson's going to drive in and off the glass. Really hard play off the glass and got it. Anderson, a calculated drive against Miranda Drummond. Again, right hand, left side. Weird angle, but it went. And there's Murray, got the shot blocked by Converse. A three-point shot blocked by Emily Converse. And that's going to be a three-shot foul. Well, what do you know? 5 minutes, 30 seconds to go. The foul on Emily Converse is her first. And it's the team's fourth. So Murray at the line, and we'll hear this, Jim, get very quiet. Out of respect, shot is up. Oh, it's around the rim, no good. Well, the first thing she did was shot a glance over Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. That's three misses in a row for Harpersville. Two more to go here for Savannah. It is up, and it's good. That breaks the string. Free throw shooting in the first quarter for Harpersville, 3-for-4. Second quarter, 1-for-4. Third quarter, 2-for-2. Right now it's 1-for-4. Now it's 2-for-5. Murray does her part. She's got 7. It's 39-38. 5.5 to play in this thriller in Unadilla Valley. Anderson, guarded closely by Savannah Murray. I'm not giving her an inch. Crossover. Kicks it back to Davis for three. Off the rim. Double time. Rebound by Drummond. She wasn't fooled by the first bounce. Up she comes, guarded by Taylor Davis this time. Drummond looks to the left side, still dribbling. Comes in, goes to Medovich. Medovich to Sosnowski from the foul line. It's off the back of the rim, going for the ball. Izzard might have lost it, touched it last. I mean, it'll be Harpersville's ball. UV fans live it on that side. That one was a tough call. Inbounds, it comes to Drummond. Oh, that's going to get by her. Will she save it? Yes! To Sosnowski. Giant play by Drummond. Inside goes Medovich. Bumped, but no call. The outlet comes to Anderson. Anderson against Murray. Blocked a little bit by Murray. Amanda off with the rebound. Up and good. Amanda off with a big basket. She's got 21. 41-38, the Storm lead by three, and we've still got 4 minutes and 35 seconds to go in this game. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the Unadilla Valley Storm is being supported by three quarters of this gym. Harpersville by one quarter of the gym, but it's loud, loud, loud. 4:35 to go. Savannah Murray, Shelby Medovich, Miranda Drummond, Tatiana Sosnowski, and SP Gutierrez in a 1-4 offense right now for Harpersville. Medovich almost lost control of it. To Murray. Murray against Converse. Murray from the foul line, partially blocked. Drummond tried to tap it, but she tapped it to Amanda Off. Converse lost her dribble, and then it gets it off to Taylor Davis. Davis down low, Knocked away by Medovic, but right back into Davis's hands. Off out there to Davis, back out to number 23, Jordan Anderson, driving in. Shot is blocked by Murray. Here goes Drummond, and here comes Converse chasing here. Drummond off the glass, good. Drummond with 21. It's 41-40. 3:45 to go. Anderson, swing pass to Davis. Now to off. Off, double team, goes to Converse, goes up. There's some bump, no call, and out of, no, it's saved by Medovic. Up the left side, she flies. Going all the way, left-hand layup is good. Shelby Medovic, nobody took her. Her first field goal, and it gives Harpersville the lead. Seven lead changes. Emily Converse to Jordan Anderson. Anderson against Drummond. The wheel and deal, no good. Ball is out for grabs. It's picked up by Curry Nizard. Stolen by Drummond. Drummond up the right side. Fouled by Emily Converse, trying to reach in and get the ball. That is the fifth team foul on Unadilla Valley. That'll be Converse's second non-shooting. 42-41, Harpersville by 1, 2:57 to play. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Boy, how much has changed here in this fourth quarter. The lead changes and stuff. The last tie we had, I think, was 30-30, unless I wasn't doing my homework. Still keeping score in Penn. Somehow it's still working. All right, 2:57 left in this game. 42-41, Harpersville leads by one and has the ball. They've got a four-point streak going right now. Sosnowski goes to Drummond, who's guarded closely by Elliott. Cross court, wide open, Medovic for three. It's good! Shelby Medovic with a two and a three, and that two was a wire-to-wire layup. 45-41. Amanda Off driving in, and she lost control of the ball. Nice pass over the side. Oh, and slides out of the reach of Corinne Izzard. The Storm starting to get a little bit rattled with the nerves. Not used to playing a game this tight. Perhaps on their home floor, 45-41. The Hornets still have a lot of sting left in them. 2:18 to go. Sosnowski drives in. Big defensive play by Izzard, who got the ball loose. And it's now on the floor with Sosnowski for a tie-up. So that's a key element of this game. The tie-up, the 50-50 ball goes to Harpersville. So remember that. Next one goes to UV. Murray to the left side. Whoa, who was there? Nobody for a second. Medovic. Now a pickoff by Amanda Off. Here comes Anderson on the transition. It does not go in, but she's fouled with a minute 59. All the UV players up waiting to see if that ball was going to spin in or not. And the foul on Savannah Murray is her third for the Hornets. That is their seventh team foul, and I stand corrected. UV has committed five, so there's still one more to give. Anderson at the line, misses the first shot. She's got 12 points. So 159, 45-41, Harpersville by four. Anderson at the line to shoot her second shot. It's up, and it's in and out. Rebound Drummond. Drummond is guarded by Jen Elliott right now. Elliott going to be really sticking to her like glue. Drummond lost her footing and passes to the high post to Sosnowski. Now to Medovic. She's going to be inside. Now it's Sosnowski, a 12-footer. It's good. Tatiana Sosnowski with another key basket. It's 10 points and a 6-point lead for the Hornets. Momentum changer. Compliments of Tatiana Sosnowski and Shelby Medovich. Not the first names you think of when you think Harpersville offense. And with a timeout, we're just going to kind of sit back and analyze this a little bit. Unadilla Valley has only Jordan Anderson with 3 fouls, nobody else with more than 2. Harpersville not so fortunate there. Shelby Medovich has 3. Holly Henry has 4. She's been out of the game since she picked up her 4th. Savannah Murray, of course, she's an integral part of this team with 3. And Miranda Drummond, who has been free of a 4th foul since early in the 2nd quarter. Amanda Off leads UV with 21 points. So does Miranda Drummond, 21 points. Tatiana Sosnowski with 10. Jordan Anderson with 12. So that last free throw missed by Anderson was one of those that rattled in and came out. 6-point lead, largest in the game for Harpersville. Anderson up the floor. Remember, they don't really shoot the 3. There goes Anderson in a drive. It's good! Jordan Anderson with 14, and Harpersville didn't give her much resistance. 47-43. Anderson's going to guard Medovich. Medovich gets around Anderson at the foul line. Short. It's blocked. Rebound by Amanda Off. Here comes Anderson on the fly. She's going to go up, and it's short. Rebound Amanda Off. It's good! Amanda Off with 23 points. A 2-point lead all of a sudden. Miranda Drummond sneaking in and going up and doesn't score, but before that came the foul. That's going to be on Jen Elliott, and that's the last foul that will not have shots in that same situation. Jen Elliott commits her first foul. And if you have to say a good foul, that was probably a good foul because Miranda Drummond was on her way to the basket. 47-45, that short timeout called with 1:01 to play. That is not a shooting foul. That is a on-the-floor foul the last time because now that's the 6th-team foul on UV, and the next one, if it's in the same situation, would be the 1-1. Of course, the shooting fouls are 2 or 3 in the rare case, which we saw tonight. So Medovich will inbound. He's got Murray, Sosnowski, Gutierrez, and Drummond. Anderson, Elliott off, Davis, and I think Izzard. Goes to Murray. Murray guarded by Davis. Double team right back to Medovich. Medovich behind the back as a sophomore? Really? To Drummond. She fakes going toward the middle of the floor. Comes back to the left side. She's double teamed. Somebody's open in the corner. It's a 3 for Medovich. No good. Rebound. Jen Elliott off to Anderson. 43 seconds to go. Storm does not have to rush. Amanda off in the left baseline. Underneath to Izzard. Off the mark. Rebound. It is Amanda off. Sheer shot is blocked by Sosnowski. It's picked up by Savannah Murray with 24 seconds to go. She is fouled by Taylor Davis with 24.2 seconds to go. It's 1-1. He said Taylor Davis, number 10, is what I saw. Yep, 1-0. Yep, that's the right call. Yep. She was the only one there. Okay, so Taylor Davis, number 10 with a foul. That's her second, but right now that's immaterial. Right now the material is Savannah Murray is at the line. Held to 7 points tonight, but now a big 1-1. Her team leading by 2. First shot is good. Talk about clutch. 24.2 seconds to go, a one-possession game. And again, UV with only 1 3-pointer tonight, and that was Amanda Off, the most unlikely 3-point shooter of them all. Second shot is good. It's a two-possession game. Timeout asked for by Coach Backett. 49-45. Let's see what the Storm have in store. It's our last timeout of this regulation live. Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Harpersville has been waiting to get their chance to keep playing deep into the season again. This is their chance. They are back behind half court with 24.2 seconds to go. They lead by four. Anderson just lets it dribble all, or drop all the way up. She'll try a three-pointer, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound, Amanda off. Blocked by Miranda Drummond, but a foul will be called. That'll be Miranda Drummond's fourth foul. 18.8 seconds to go. Big free throws for Amanda off, you think? Yeah. She's two for two tonight. Shoots 65% on the season. Her shot is up, and it's good. One possession game, and now Coach Brackus wants that other timeout. It's a full timeout. We're going to stay right here, folks. Not going to miss this one. 49-46, so Amanda off has one more free throw. Some of the scenarios that might happen. Coach Backus says, Amanda, you got to miss it on purpose. Try to hit it off the front right or front left of the rim. Probably away from, if you can control it, hard to practice those things, away from Miranda Drummond. If there's a way to do that, that's where to go, because Drummond will scoop up that ball, and she'll jump to get it. So get it away from there. Hopefully tap it out maybe to Anderson to try a three, or to Taylor Davis to try a three. That would be, or here's the other thing. Excuse me, make the free throw and put on some tremendous pressure defense and either go for the steal, and if you commit the foul, it's still a one and one. That's the big key here. There's almost 19 seconds to go. There's many scenarios. You could actually make the free throw and then foul somebody, and it's a one and one. So here we go. Let's see what Amanda Off is able to do. She sets, she shoots, and she makes it. Wow. 49-47, and in comes to Savannah Murray. Right back to Medovich. Medovich is fouled with 14.7 seconds to go. 14.7 seconds to go. The foul is on Jen Elliott, and this time it is on Jen Elliott. And at the line will be sophomore Shelby Medovich. She's got a two-pointer, a three-pointer. Right now she's two for four. But she gets a one and one at the line. It's up, and it's good. Oh, man. These kids are coming to the occasion with nerves of steel. 50-47. Second shot. And Shelby Medovich makes it. 9 points. And a timeout asked for, I think, by Harpersville. 51-47. Talk about ice in the veins. Sophomore Shelby Medovich, two for four coming into the fourth quarter. She makes both on the one and one. She's got 9 points, seven of those in this quarter. Amanda off just before that had to make both free throws. She made both free throws. Amazing. But right now it's a four-point game. But again, 14.7 seconds to go. The way UV gets up the floor, they'll be up the floor in 3 seconds, and many things can happen. If they can get somebody to drive right away, They can call, I don't know if they have another timeout or not, but the drama is unfolding. Let's see if Harpersville defends this time. Last time with 18.8 seconds to go, they were able to get the ball. UV was able to get the ball past half court in order to get the clock to start. That's a lot of space. Anderson. Crossover dribble. She's going to go to Davis for three. It's a break second! And 13.4 seconds to go! 11.4 seconds to go! A bank shot three-pointer. Let's see if it's a three or a two. Is it a three or a two? And the clock continued to run. Don't know when the whistle started, so I'm not even going to get into that argument. Now tenths of seconds become bargaining chips. 51-47 is the score. Now, wait a minute. First of all, the scoreboard. Everybody's asking, is it a three or is it a two? I'm going to just let it up. Is it a three or is it a two? And how many seconds were left? Right. Okay, they're going to add something to it. Now, was it a three or was it a two? It was a bank shot, no question about it. And now they went from 11.4 seconds down to 9 seconds. It is a three-pointer. Taylor Davis with a bank shot three. Nobody's asking questions on how it went in. They just want to make sure it went in for a three-pointer. All right, 9 seconds to go, 51-50. Nate Lowe had a tremendously dramatic game in Harpersville. That was a four-point, 51-47. This was 51-50. Got you beat, Nate. 51-50, 9 seconds to go. Harpersville will inbound. Medovich goes to Murray. Murray is double-teamed. And a foul will be called with 5.4 seconds to go. Well, that was a lot of time. That was a lot of time before the whistle was able to blow. They were trying to get the possession arrow. Possession arrow. Which way is it going, possession arrow? It is going UV's way. Okay, that was a big play. That's what they were trying to do. It didn't happen, so they committed the foul. Smart play. And here comes Savannah Murray, who moments ago made a 1-1. This is her last chance at a 1-1. It's up, and it is good. Murray missed her first three shots. She has since made five in a row. 5.4 seconds to go. How many timeouts are left? Who knows? I think they've used them all. But here we go. Murray's second shot is good. 11 points. All right, so it's going to go to Anderson. Her last chance with 4 seconds to go. It's up, and a foul before that. There's a foul called before that without a shot being taken. This should be a 1-1. And boy, the referees are earning their pay tonight. They're going to put 2 seconds back on the clock. It should be a 1-1 because Savannah Murray did a very smart thing. She fouled Jordan Anderson before she could get off a shot and make it a three-point situation. So the foul on Savannah is her fourth. I don't care. I don't think at this point she's caring much about that statistic, because she's still on the floor. So it's Anderson at the line to shoot 1-1. First things first, got to make this one. Then if you want to miss it intentionally, then you got a chance with 2 seconds to go. So Jordan Anderson at the line. She's got 14 points. Makes it. Oh, yeah. She is 9 for 14 right now at the line. but she missed two earlier in the fourth quarter. Doesn't matter what she missed, she just made it. One shot to go, two-point spread, 53-51, Harpersville. Anderson misses, and Izzard shoots and misses! Oh, Corinne Izzard had a chance to win it, and it just went off the rim. Oh, my goodness. Jordan Anderson, even in a situation where she had to miss it, missed it to the advantage of Unadilla Valley. And Corinne Izzard, poor girl. An overtime session was hinging on her making that follow-up shot, and she didn't make it. And Harpersville pulls off what I guess has to be called an upset. 53-51. And the very excited Harpersville Hornets celebrate. And the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm MAC champions just a week ago had a bye on Tuesday, and it was rough going tonight. They had some leads. They had a six-point lead. No team had more than a six-point lead either way. That's the incredible thing. Wow. We've had some thrilling games involving Unitigo, Unadilla Valley, and Harpersville from the girls' end, and this one was probably the biggest one of them all, 53-51. Our post-game show on WCDO, made possible by our great sponsors, Mang Insurance, Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance need of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. By NBT Bank, our outstanding offensive award sponsor. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. We're going to take a break. I've got most things added up. Got to make a few additions here, but yeah, this one was one for the ages, and it was a, you know, it wasn't a regular season game where you could go and say we'll live to play another day. One team does. That's the Harpersville Hornets for this win, 53-51. So let's take that break, hear from our sponsors. We'll name the awards, and when we come back, we'll wrap it all up from Unadilla Valley. Live Section 4 playoff basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, home office, New Berlin, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Navy still putting the numbers in the scorebook. It's everybody was on edge in a very full gym tonight. A fantastic place to have a basketball game and to call a basketball game from courtside. People are going to be talking about this one for a long, long time. And I don't blame them because it was exciting. But what got me was the ability for these young ladies to make crucial free throws at the most crucial times of the ball game. It's like a switch went on or something. It just impressed me to no end, and I'm not surprised. I'm just, you know, better them than me, because that was pressure, man. That was real pressure. Well, here we go. for Harpersville. Miranda Drummond, who somehow stayed on the court without getting a fifth foul. She got her fourth laid on, but stayed on the floor. She wound up with 21 points in this ball game to lead the Hornets. Three three-pointers, two of them in the second quarter when she had those early three fouls. And let's see, 9 and 2 is 11. Let's see, I got to make sure I got that. Tatiana Sosnowski with 10 points, some huge things in the end there. Yeah, I'll talk to you for a second. Threw this headset on because we lost our microphone. It got broken tonight. Kurt Ehrensbach, and it's rare that we actually get to do this. I don't think we have ever done this in your tremendous run at Harpersville. But, you know, it's a cliche to say somebody had to win, somebody had to lose, blah, 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 blah. Tonight it was exactly one of those things. One of the MAC's best teams was going to go on. You guys had three losses this year to UV and to Unitigo. You three are the elite in this league. Right now in Section 4, could be in Section 4, too. It's hard to say, but, I mean, this one was a nail-biter all the way. It was, I would say 50-50 as far as, like, the bump and the grinds and the physical play, but you guys stuck with it.
You know, at halftime, all we talked about was, you know, this is an ugly game. You just got to find a way to win it. I said, somebody's going to make a run. Maybe we'll make a run. I said, but don't count on either run being very long, and it didn't happen. You know, we jumped out. I'm looking with a couple minutes to go, and we're up 4 or 6, and I'm going, okay, we're getting, all of a sudden it's 1.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they have a tremendous amount of talent. I got a lot of respect for those kids and for Brandy.
Yep.
I mean, we knew, you know, we would have to come up here and play 32 minutes of basketball. I think the big thing that I preached this over the last couple of days is somebody's got to step up and make a difference besides Savannah and Miranda. And Tatiana Sosnowski came through offensively for us in the second half.
Absolutely.
I don't know what she finished with, but she made, you know,
10.
She did some good things. Yeah. I mean, we have to have one other kid to beat her. And Shelby, you know, made some free throws down the stretch, which this season has never been a given.
8 for 11 as a team from the line, missing your first three, making your last eight collectively.
And that was key because we kept pushing it to a two-possession game. We were out of timeouts at the end, and then when they got it in, I looked up and I said it was three, and they had just made one or two threes, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I said, get up and foul. Foul, you know, even if it's Jordan, get up and foul her right away. I said, because then, and they almost pulled it off.
Yeah.
They almost pulled it off.
She had to miss, and she still missed it in the right place.
She missed it, and the right kid caught it, and
yeah.
I feel bad for that kid, but... you know, they did everything. You know, we knew it was going to be a great game. I mean, I think we brought out each other's best.
That's a good way of putting it.
I mean, we knew. We said, you know, we just talked to the kids and said, you know, we got to play 32 minutes. Because when we lost to them at our place, we had a 10-point lead, and we disappeared for about 7 minutes. And then they went, and when they go on a run,
right. They
can get on a run.
Yeah. And it was strange that two teams that have high-powered offenses and can put 60, 70 points on the board, suddenly it was, you know, 19-19 at halftime, and we're going, oh, it's a chess match. And then you guys started getting into the flow.
You know, they play a great triangle.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming, and we just tried to get some openings. And, you know, I told Savannah and Miranda, you know, if you got to shoot it a little deeper, shoot it deeper. And, you know, they were getting some open shots. Miranda knocked down a couple.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just one of those things where, you know, I would have loved to have seen them in the upper bracket. Because this bracket's brutal.
Yeah.
You know, you play an unbelievable game, and then you got to turn around and go, you know, travel to Elmira. But, you know, we'll be ready. I don't, you know, who knows how it's going to end.
And Unitigo won tonight 34-24, so they won small ball tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. Class C is brutal this year, and, you know, survival of the fittest at this point. And you guys are still alive. You're one of at least six teams now still going. So
mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Nice
Thank
win.
You. Thank you.
To talk to Mr. Newell at the Evening Sun here.
Sure.
All right. Just a tremendous game, as Kurt was saying. And I think he put it very, very, very well when he said that this game brought out the best in both teams. Let's go on with the scoring now. Miranda Drummond, as I said, 21 points, 3 three-pointers. Tatiana Sosnowski off the bench for 10 points, all from the field. Savannah Murray, 11 points, and again, just wasn't having a great offensive night. She had a very good defensive night, but made her last 6 free throws in a row. And two of those were 1-1. Just golden for her. Espy Gutierrez with 0-for-2 from the line. Holly Henry with 2-for-2 from the line. And Shelby Medovich was 4-for-6 free throw shooting. Those one, the 1-1 at the end. A 2 and a 3, so she had 7 of her 9 points in the fourth quarter. All told, that's 11 2-pointers, 4 3-pointers, and I think I might be missing them somewhere. Let me see. 10, 11 is 22, and 4 is 12. Yeah, I'm missing something somewhere. 5 2-pointers. There we go. That's one of them anyway. 24 and 12 is 38. Did they make 15 free throws? Yeah, I think they did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for 9. That's 8 and 7 is, yeah, 8 and 7. Yep, that's 15. Should be 17. All right. Must have missed something somewhere. I do apologize for that. I don't like it when I'm adding on the air like this, but it got crazy there at the end, no question about it. But 8 for 11 from the free throw line for Harpersville, and all 3 1-and-1s at 6 points total. That's amazing. For Unadilla Valley, the final game for two amazing senior players, Amanda Off, who led all scorers with 25 points tonight, including going 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Jordan Anderson, so much expected of her, and she delivered just about in every way possible. 9-for-15 from the foul line. Held the 3 baskets tonight, 14 points for her. 6 for Taylor Davis, make that 9 for Taylor Davis. She had that bank shot 3. Corinne Izzard with 2-for-2 from the line. Emily Converse with no points. I'm looking, Morgan Weidman did not score. And I think Hannah Lazarus was in the game, and she did not score. Jen Elliott, oh yeah, one of my favorites there. Jen Elliott, another senior, she did not score, but played a lot of defense tonight. All told, that's 12 and 12 and 5 is 15, and then 2 3-pointers, and then 9 and 4 is 13, and 2 is 15 free throws in 6, and 15 is 21, 15 for 21 from the foul line. That's pretty darn good. So both teams really did bring out the best in each other tonight. Our awards, as we stumble through this one, I'm sorry, we stumble through, just numbers are bothering me right now, and I'm sure how my totals come out, but our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, this one's a toughie, because you look at Amanda Off with 23 points. Obviously, Jordan Anderson does what she does, not necessarily points-wise, but assist-wise and keeping the ball alive-wise. Drummond with 21, Savannah Murray with 11, 6-for-6 from the line in the fourth quarter. Shelby Medovich with 7 points in that fourth quarter. So, like I said, it's not always the high score. It's those opportunistic points. And I'm going to go off the bench, and Tatiana Sosnowski will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And now I do have to teach Joe Gardner how to spell this one for the archives and for the blog. Our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, I think it's pretty clear. The girl out front with many, many steals, Savannah Murray, definitely Dynamic Defense Award goes to her. So Sosnowski and Murray will be our award winners tonight. And it's a crumbling defeat for Unadilla Valley. They had their intention set on getting to the arena for the first time in Brandy Backus's tenure here at Unadilla Valley. Only their second loss of the season, but you can never, and they never will, take the Mid-State Athletic Conference championship away from this Unadilla Valley Storm team. They had such a camaraderie. They had such a team spirit. The parents got into it. They had shirts made for MAC champions, everything like that. All the positives you can possibly think for a high school basketball program were here at Unadilla Valley. And we thank Coach Matt Osborne of the boys team very much for his accommodations tonight, helping me tape stuff down and get the phone line out here. For Harpersville, they live to play another day. They are 16-3 and will take on the winner of Bainbridge Guilford and Elmira Notre Dame, which I believe was clearly Elmira Notre Dame tonight. But congratulations, Unitigo defeated Tioga tonight, 34-24. They kept the score low, but on the plus side for them, they will take on the winner of Lansing
and Newfield. So the Mid-State Athletic Conference right now with two teams remaining, and who knows, they just might face each other for the third time this year, Unitigo and Harpersville. Of course, locally, we'd love to see that, and we'll see what happens at the arena next week. So that'll do it. Joe Gardner, thank you very much for engineering yet again. Thank you to all of those folks who are logging on tonight from as far away. There's a bunch of Florida places, a lot of UV fans down in the south there loving their girls. And last time, we're going to say it out to you, but thank you very much for your support. Unadilla Valley knows no bounds, obviously, geographically when it comes to the support of those fantastic players. And for Harpersville, going on to play again, and we wish them well out at Elmira Notre Dame. Just an advance notice, my best shot on Tuesday night would be the Franklin Purple Devils if they win tonight to play to host the next round at Franklin. That would be my best bet. So we'll see. We'll see how that all works out. Final score, once again, in one of the best games of the year and in several years, Unadilla Valley does not have enough tonight. They lose to Harpersville 53-51. Their season over at 15-2, but 2013 MAC champions. Harpersville will play at Elmira Notre Dame on Tuesday night. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.